Let's Get Local is an independent production and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy!
Tell me why!
It's time for the Dane Buy Local radio show, Let's Get Local. Each week, we are your connection to local as we talk with leaders of area businesses, nonprofits, and government. There are so many amazing people and organizations in our community, so let's get into it. Let's get local.
Hey, everybody. Welcome in to Let's Get Local here on Saturday, April 10th. Been having a great morning here on Devil Radio as Ask the Builder. What an incredible discussion about solar, about the accessibility of it and our future, where things are heading. Also, Sharp Elbows, Fran and Nada back this week, and great to hear from them once again. Of course, we got Outside the Pizza Box coming up as well here after this show, but we do have some stories to tell. We've got local stories to talk about and local guests to feature, because we want you to know about some of the amazing people right here in our community that make it a unique place to be, that make it a special place. And with our show, Let's Get Local, and our association with Dane Buy Local, we get to talk to and meet so many wonderful folks. And so we're going to start off today talking about Long Table Craft Cafe. And also, we've got some great businesses right in Littleton we want to touch on. So let's talk with Andrea right now. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
So, Andrea, tell me a little bit real quick about the businesses that you have right there in Middleton and how they bring some extra flavor to Dane County and the Middleton community.
Sure. Well, my husband, Matt, and I own Long Table Beer Cafe in downtown Middleton. We've been open about 3.5 years, and there's just a tremendous amount of growth and change that has been going on in downtown Middleton over the past 3 to 5 years. Obviously, lots of very different things in the past year have gone on, but we're just a wonderful collection of locally owned businesses. I think there are something north of 50, just in a very small multi-block area, 50 locally owned businesses in downtown Middleton with a full range of, you name it, we have it, between restaurants, coffee shops, places to get wine, retailers, services, a nice broad range of things to do in a very short, compact, walkable district.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And with the weather getting better and spring coming around, I'm sure there's a lot of things that you and the other businesses there are working on, especially keeping things outside as much as you can. Tell us a little bit more about some of those things you plan moving forward as we get further into the spring.
Yeah, well, we have a beautiful resource in downtown Middleton called Stonehorse Green, which is in the process of fundraising to become a really beautifully built public space. While that's going on concurrently, it is being used very actively as a picnicking space with picnic tables out, lighting for the evenings. Again, it's very centrally located, so families can come out, order carry out from many of our restaurants, and have a real nice evening over. The city's been very supportive of these kinds of activities to help the businesses.
I think one thing that makes so many of our businesses, local businesses, unique is the story behind them. So the origin story. Can you give us the origin story of Long Table?
Sure. My husband and I also own Brasserie V on Monroe Street. So my husband loves beer, as you may surmise. And the idea behind Long Table is really, it started out as an idea to have a bottle shop and a cooler with cheese so that you could get a beer and a cheese and sit on a picnic table. And the idea obviously grew from there to be a restaurant. So we're kind of like in the initial idea, like a beer garden brought inside with the idea of sharing. So we were all about bringing a communal experience to craft beer and wonderfully prepared local food. Obviously, the notion of sharing has evolved quite a bit in the past year. But really, we do put a focus on the craft beers and locally sourced food.
With that mission and the idea of sharing and that passion, how have you adapted things during the pandemic? And then currently, what are some of the practices you see moving forward here in the next month or so?
The biggest change that we've gone through is, you know, we can't share the big tables anymore. So our long table right now, what we've really learned is that the notion of sharing and long tables and community really has evolved from, it's not about being in a physical space or a physical location. It really is the embodiment of just reaching out and more about community. And we've always been about community at Long Table, but that notion has just really evolved. So we've been using our Long Table as an example to help feed and address it, food insecurity in the community through a lot of donations to a fund that we set up, the Community Table Fund, donations through our Pay It Forward initiative that's been on our online order site. So we've been doing some of that to keep us going through the winter. We've been doing a lot of curbside carryout, obviously. We've kept our patio going all winter long. Wow. We added fire pit tables, which has been bringing people in, and they've been very supportive. Going forward, we are trying to get the dining room back open for indoor dining. Staffing has been probably it's why we're not open quite yet, is trying to find enough staffing to be able to do it in a safe, responsible way. To ensure that we can put all the protocols in place to make sure that it's safe, not only for our diners, but also our employees. It's easy to sometimes forget that restaurants are a place of employment, just as much as they are a place of entertainment for the diners. And so we just feel a responsibility to do all of this in as safe a way as possible.
I think that's another thing I often find with local businesses, especially restaurants, but all local businesses, is you have that team mentality, that family mentality for your staff. And so with that, I think there's so much more thought, there's so much more value in those jobs. And like you said, it's a place of employment. So a lot of those people not only have that as a job, but they feel they're a part of the organization. And that benefits, I think, all of those entities in immense ways we can't even imagine. One thing I wanted to ask you, though, following up on what you said, what kind of responses or what type of response have you gotten from some customers who really wanted kind of those opportunities to do something safely, to do, you know, go out and do a little something safely over the wintertime, that you provided that outdoor access with fire pit tables and all of that? Do you have any really great feedback from the customers really appreciating that?
Absolutely. Our fire pit tables stayed busy all winter long, which was amazing to us. It was very fun to see. It was just, you know, it was a unique, creative way to be able to still provide an interaction with customers, again, in a very safe way. And we thought, if people are sitting at fire pits at home, why not offer them the opportunity to come do it with us and help keep our kitchen and our serving staff busy and going for the winter.
We're talking with Andrea Van Est with Long Table Beer Cafe and Brasserie V in Middleton. I know you said, too, you talked about the beer, your husband's love of beer. How many beers? How many beers are you offering people there? Because I know that's... Is there a local competition about who has the most beers they can offer? Or is that a friendly competition amongst beer providers?
Yeah, I think it is. I think the beer community in town, it's a great community. It's... the beer industry, the craft beer industry in particular, is just one based on passion. People are, because they love it. I think everybody's very supportive and it's a lot of fun. We call our cooler the Wall of 300. It's a 16-foot cooler that is open for consumers or our diners and patrons to come in and self-select out of the cooler. So we call it the Wall of 300. There may be a little bit more, there may be a little bit fewer. But in general, that's about what's in there.
It's just amazing that you can, first of all, people can make that many different types of beers and providers and suppliers. And then the fact that you've tracked them all down and identified the ones you really want to showcase in your place of business in Middleton is fantastic. How do people find out most about what's happening with you? Is the website your best resource? Should they find you on social media? Do you do a little bit different on social? Give us more of the outreach that you do to just kind of engage your customers.
Yeah, you know, I can speak for us personally. This has been one of the toughest parts of the whole past year, where things are just changing so quickly and evolving so fast, and with very limited resources in terms of how much staff we could afford to keep on. Keeping those communication updates going has been really hard. So social media is probably the most immediate thing to change. Our website is a little bit harder to keep frequently updated, so we update that when we can. We do have staff back in more often now, so if there's ever a question, you're more likely to find us in the restaurant to be able to call. That's always an option too. Or emailing. We're pretty good about getting back on email as well. But social media is probably the place where we're updating and making announcements most frequently.
And
that would be on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Great. I would check your active socials so people knew where to find you. So again, longtablebeercafe.com is the website. So much you can find information off of that, but check them out on the socials too. Andrea, when I look at so many different local businesses too, I always, especially restaurants or places of food and beer, if I'm going to go for the first time, let's say I haven't been there, what would you recommend as my first experience? What are some of the key items I got to have if I go to your place of business?
Well, we have smokers in-house. We're known for our barbecue. We do all of the smoking in-house, smoked over a blend of apple cherry and maple woods, hardwoods. So it's, we're known for our brisket, pulled pork, and you can get a barbecue platter and sample them all, which is always a good place to start. We're also known for our frites, which we have at Brasserie V as well. So if you've never tried a Belgian-style double-fried frite, they're hand-stomped daily in the kitchen and made with a lot of love and care, and that's always another good place to start.
That's fantastic. Now I have my starting point, which is great. I don't know. I love to get to local places as I can and try out different things. And I think that's nice to have unique opportunities, a little guidance coming into it. Give people the physical address again, where they can find you in Middleton before we got to cut out to break here and let you go.
Sure. We're at 7545 Hubbard Avenue, right in the heart of downtown Middleton in Middleton Center.
It's just a beautiful area. And again, I know today it doesn't look that nice outside, but it's going to be back to beautiful weather again here before we know it. Andrea Van Nest, thanks so much for your time, for what you do for the Middleton community, for Dane County, and thanks for being a Dane by Local member. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much. We're grateful for the partnership.
Best to you and Matt and the whole team at Long Table Beer Cafe and Brasserie V. Take care of yourselves and stay well, okay?
Yeah, have a great weekend. Thank you.
We'll be back here in just a minute on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Also streamed live at devilradio927.com and Facebook Live videos during our Saturday shows too. We'll catch you after the break. Be back in just a bit.
Honey, is it feeling far too late to change my mind?